Club.
Hey, 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 happy Valentine's Day from your favorite podcaster, Destiny in Various Aspects, coming to you live once again. Oh my, 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 love. Love is that action verb. And are you ready to show it? Are you ready to do it? Are you ready to be it? How do you emulate love? Okay, that is the question. Because, you know, you have that special someone who you figure like, okay, they're going to get in there, do what they got to do. And let me just stop right here for a moment. Let me pause. And Valentine's Day is not the only day that you show love. Not at all. But you know what? You'd like to show appreciation a little bit more, a little extra effort, a little oomph, if that makes sense. Right? Because see, what doesn't happen is that when you say, oh, I love you, you are that one for me, but you don't do the effort. You don't put in the action. The action. Now, mind you, ladies, we verbalize what it is that we need. Men will say, well, you don't tell me you love me or show me you love me. But what is your what is your love language? Do you even know whether or not it's words of affirmation? Is it quality time? Is it physical touch? Is it service? Or is it just the thoughts that you actually show me every time? Because that's the biggest part. We say we communicate, but how was your day? My day was fine. Okay, what you want for dinner? This is what we have for dinner. Oh, you know, the kids had this going on. Oh, this happened at my job. But we never talk about what our hopes and dreams and plans are together. Love, people. Love. I'm not going to be on here long because it is Valentine's Day. And hopefully you are with the person who just makes your heart bell sing. And you just go ring, 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 ring. And you're having an awesome, awesome time. But I tell you, the biggest thing about love, emulating that. Remember, like I told you about the big things and the little things. Sometimes you could do a big thing like plan a trip. That's a big thing. Sometimes it could be something as simple as, let me do this meal. I know it's what you like. Let's have a picnic in the house. Just have the candles going or low light. And, you know, snuggle. Look at your favorite movie together, romantic movie. And just be one with each other. That's that touch. You are involving all of your five senses. You can see it. You can see them. You can touch them. You can hear them. You can feel them. You can smell them. All of those things should be put into play. Even if you did a big thing or if you did a little thing, all of those things captures that moment as crisp as a picture, as crisp as a photograph. And because it captures that moment, it lets you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that, wow, you got it and it's good. So, for those that are in their love cocoon, bravo, enjoy. For those that are in the cocoon by themselves, love upon you. Those five senses, do it for yourself. Make sure that whatever food that you have, it is edified to the purest. Whatever it is that you're tasting, hearing, as you know, maybe just massage your limbs with lotion and or oil. Do that for yourself. Smell good. Leave a fragrance wherever you go. That fragrance is there in that room. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing the music that edifies your soul at this moment? All of those things. I mean, every last bit of those things is a 1, 2, 3 punch. But I don't digress. So, self-love is beautiful. It is tangible. It is ecstasy for those that are in their coupling. Continue to 10x yourself every day. And when I say 10x yourself, become a student of each other. And whatever is found out, learn to dare to love them in the way that they need. Not in the way that you know how love, you feel love should be, but in the way that they need. Because beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond what anybody can say, if you are with a person who only hears themselves, then it's not a relationship. It's one-sided. So I want y'all to have that two-sided relationship. I don't want you just to be on the surface as if in a pool where you see the air moving the water and waving it out. But we want to make sure that we are putting in the work to go 8 levels deep in our communication. Bear your soul. Bear your soul. And just know that that person who you trust will never, ever, ever go into a place that would ever make you hurt. So when you're loving in kindness. You're loving in intensity. You're loving in passion. You're loving with the fullness of who you are and who you are with them. Let me say that again. You are loving in the fullness of who you are and who you are with them. And because of that, there is so much that we know that we need to do and how we do it, but it's up to us to be tangible, to be alert, to be understanding of what it is that we individually and coupled are moving in this current moment. You know, that's, I said moment, because time is built on moments. It's built on moments. And because it's built on moments, we have to understand that we can and we should be edified continuously, and we do the edification as well. So, this is Destiny in various aspects, wishing you happy Valentine's Day, wanting you to love completely, deeply, and intently. Love up on that person who doesn't even really think anybody thinks about them. Love up on them. And somebody cries out to you, you never know what is going on with another person. Because sometimes we'll say, oh my gosh, this person didn't want to show up. But there was things going on in life that stopped them from showing up. And they didn't know they had support. And guess what love is? It's support in the utmost. So support not only yourself, but support those that you say you love. All right? So if you're enjoying this podcast and you are just like, wow, this tribe right here is going by leaps and bounds, and I just want to be part of it, there's 3 ways you can do it. Share with those that you know will, you know, find some edification from what is being dropped. 2, continue to listen, continue to invite, continue to edify. You can edify by saying, hey, give me a shout out. Give me not only a shout out, but also give me that place of understanding. And then, wow. Thirdly, if you really, really, really enjoy it, you can always send a monetary gift. Because, you know, being a podcaster, we do what we do not because of monetary, but because of the passion of what it is that we want to get out. So again, this is Destiny in various aspects, wishing you a joyous Valentine's Day. Be all that you need to be, and be all to whom you need to be.
but be. Till next time, ciao.